The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 9th of May, 2017. And if you haven't heard yet, I thought Michael Rivero was just going to laugh his way out of his studio and onto the street when he heard that director, the 6'8", director Comey was fired by Trump. folks, if you're depressed, little news like that out there will brighten your day. Donald Trump on Tuesday abruptly fired FBI Director James Comey in the fallout over Comey's probe of Democrat Hillary Clinton's emails last year, saying Comey was no longer able to effectively lead a law enforcement agency. He had been the head of the FBI, leading the FBI investigation, I should say, into the allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and possible collusion with Trump's campaign. You know, let me stop here and digress just for 1 second. You know, I'm watching these hearings yesterday, and it's all pointing to Donald Trump and Flynn and, you know, oh boy, and I'm watching this and I'm going, you know, what happened to the biggest criminal still walking around on the streets in this country? Maybe one of the top five, if not the top. Why is Hillary Clinton, the little gopher, poking her head back out of the hole? You know, what was the name of that, Mike? What was the name of that little game? The little gopher would poke its hole up and you'd take this whack-a-mole. There we go. Thank you. So I guess this is a whack-a-mole exercise. You know, Hillary pops her head up and see if she gets whacked, or Barack Obama pops his head up and let me see if he gets whacked. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching these proceedings yesterday and I'm going, you know, what the hell happened to the 30,000 plus emails? What happened with the collusion and dealings using her position as Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation and all this other stuff? There is enough to put Hillary Clinton in jail for 2-3 lifetimes, if not more. But the real danger, as I've said over and over and over again, and I don't know who's got Trump's ear saying that Julian Assange, you know, needs to go down, needs to be charged. No, hell, we need to do a bronze statue of him and plant it right in the middle of Washington, D.C. Because this was part of the exposure of the swamp that Trump is now sitting in. Hopefully that little bugaboo will get out of his ear and he'll start to recognize and realize what you and I, the average American person out there, is thinking. I'm sorry, back to the top news. Mr. Comey is fired. News at 11. I love it. The FBI director had been embroiled in the controversy surrounding his probe into whether Clinton's use of a private email server while U.S. Secretary of State during the Barack Obama's first term compromised national security. Well, of course it did. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust. Sorry, that made me choke. And confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. Now, Trump put this in a letter to Comey and was released by the White House. Trump told Comey, In the letter, he accepted the recommendation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he could no longer provide effective leadership. Comey's term was to run through September 2023. The decision announced by the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer and a brief appearance before reporters caught Washington off guard. Well, I bet it did. Comey said had said that in July the Clinton email case should be closed without prosecution, but then declared 11 days before the November 8 election, in which Clinton was the Democratic nominee, that he had reopened the investigation because of a discovery of the new trove of Clinton-related emails. Yeah, did we ever learn what was on Huma Abedin's laptop? Or how about her husband, Wienerhead? Clinton and other Democrats say they believe Comey's decision to help cost her the election. Now, yeah, maybe one half of 1%, maybe. But the rest of awake America, ladies and gentlemen, knew of the Clintons going back to Mena, Arkansas, and have been watching the crime duo operate for all these years, okay? They've got more baggage than you could possibly put on a Pullman car, on a train. I mean, it is just that. And unfortunately, for the Democrat Party, and I'm not going to do a Rachel Maddow on you here, but it was the Democrats' fault. I mean, you got an openly professed socialist, Bernie, and then you got Hillary. Okay, we saw what the Clinton campaign, and more importantly, what the DNC did to dear Bernie, thanks to the Wicked Witch of Florida there, Jewish twit. I'm sitting back and I'm watching this and I'm going, wow. So who are they going to run in 2020? I can tell you one thing, it ain't going to be good. And I had a little revelation today. Come on, trust me, folks. I'm not jumping on the speeding Trump train yet here. I got a leg lifted. I'm on the platform. I'm going to wait. Okay? If this guy ends up doing half of what he promised to do, well, then it's a scenario, is the glass half full, is it half empty? The optimist will say, hey, my glass is half full. Pessimist, you know the deal. But even if he only accomplishes half of what he said, you know, they all know in Washington, D.C., you don't go after the Federal Reserve. That will get you splattered. November 22nd, 1963, my contention. Yeah, CIA didn't like John F. Kennedy. Yeah, we get it. The military-industrial complex that was developing rapidly didn't like it. So we'll just whack JFK. Oh, and here comes his brother. We'll whack him too. Well, all these years later, 54 years, 55 years later, we still have the Federal Reserve in complete control and command of the political machine in this country, and to the man and woman and child in this country. Plain and simple. But I've digressed, and I've jumped off the track. The White House released a memo by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein that provided the administration's justification for firing Comey. I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's emails, and I do not understand his refusal to accept the newly universal judgment that he was mistaken. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin went to the Senate floor on Tuesday to urge the White House to clarify whether the FBI investigation of Russian interference in the presidential campaign would continue now that Comey has been fired. Mr. Durbin, here's my fervent hope. That the new guy that comes in to the FBI will walk past this diversion of the Russian interference with the presidential campaign and just get on with the investigation and prosecution of Hillary Clinton. Now, mind you, folks, this is unlike, and I don't think people are putting this in its proper context. This is a political nuclear weapon. Hillary Clinton and her Clinton Foundation that have touched the lives of so many, that have enriched the lives of so many, and in many cases illegally, okay? This has a real danger of blowing up half of Washington and scattering the little cockroaches. Now, I've said this a long time ago. You know, just use the old gumshoe tactic. What did they used to do? They'd go arrest somebody that had information. He wasn't a top guy, not even anywhere close to being a top. But you needed to know what he knew. So you would pump him and question and do all of these things, and you still weren't getting what you wanted. Okay, let's try the tactic. We will give you clemency to turn state's evidence. At that point in time, they start blathering like little idiots, telling all that they know. And they're going to touch somebody that's a little bit above them, or maybe even way above them. But the point is that you keep going up that chain until you get what you need for an effective prosecution. This is old as time itself. And a lot of people had problems with this when they saw the deal-making with attorneys, prosecutors, whatever. But it shortcutted, and it got them to the position that they wanted to be in. We need to get the people that are responsible, and we'll let the little fish go in order to go get the killer shark. That was their reasoning. But a lot of people, when they saw that start to happen, they're going, "Wow, I don't like that. Nobody should get off scot-free if they've been doing something illegal." In the world of politics, folks, it is most effective. We have seen politicians' careers smashed over next to nothing, or as far as the public knew, pretty big stuff, but nothing, and I repeat, nothing of what the Clinton Foundation and all the people that had their little hand in that till could provide. That's who I hope. I wonder if the listeners know what the hell I'm doing. When I whack the... I'm in here playing whack-a-mole. That it would be the most effective. And send the little cockroaches skittering. And maybe... I'm just supposing here, folks. I'm putting on my little wish hat. Maybe Trump is going to go after the Mac Daddy of the swamp. Now, you can't get rid of all the bad guys, because if they're not known to be a bad guy, they'll quietly slip into the shadows and move off. But what if Trump is smart enough to replace Comey, give Jeff Sessions and the AG what they need to open up this investigation on Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, all the illegalities, immoralities, unethical stuff, give it a name, I don't care. And then start the process. If he does that, that raised foot, I'm standing on that train platform, here comes the Trump train, I'll get back on it. Guardedly so, but I'll get back on it. Could it be that Donald Trump has a plan? I never figured him to be a dumb person, politically naive, most assuredly, doing everything exactly 180 degrees than any other politician has ever done, most assuredly. And that raised the hope of a lot of people in this country. And maybe, just maybe, this is his start of draining the swamp. Just saying, folks. Just saying. Any attempt to stop or undermine this FBI investigation would raise grave constitutional issues, Durbin said. And Dick Durbin is most familiar with the Constitution, is he not? No, folks, he's not. We await clarification by the White House as soon as possible as to whether this investigation will continue. And that's what they're scared to death about. Why do you think Dick Durbin hit the floor and ask I mean, the room didn't even clear of Comey's cologne. And here's Dickie Durbin on the House floor going, is this investigation going to continue with the new guy? Should tell you it speaks volumes, folks. Because they know that little ticking time bomb, once it goes off, you don't have to drain the water in the swamp. The nuclear weapon will evaporate it. Trump, in a letter to Comey, said, "While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I'm not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you're not able to effectively lead the Bureau. There are several Russia probes ongoing in Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives' main investigation has been stymied in recent weeks by the partisan squabbles." That means they're not getting their way. "While the Senate's parallel probe has been slow-moving and equipped with a much smaller staff than previous high-profile congressional investigations." And with good reason. There's nothing there. Nothing there. By the way, this whole thing about Flynn, did anybody ever come up with some hard evidence on Mr. Flynn and his ties to Russia? No. That's not going to stop the diversion, and that's all that this is all that this is. Pre-planning the story so when a new FBI director, cross your fingers, hopefully reopens the Clinton investigation and charges start to be filed. And her, let me be kind today, and her tush is brought into court. And again, folks, remember how you get information. The intelligence agencies know this. It's just not about waterboarding and threatening to kill you. No. How about you for the rest of your, does this scare you? For the rest of your natural life, you'll be locked up in a steel box. Effectively dead, but still alive. Would that not scare you? To these people that have lived the lap of luxury, ill-gotten gains, thinking they were untouchable, that would be enough to drive Hillary Clinton the rest away to insanity. Lock her in a box. And do you think those cockroaches will come back after that once they know that, hey, there's a new sheriff in town? And you know what? This kind of crap is not going to infest the government or its agencies and get the criminals the hell out of Congress and the Senate. And to have real transparency so when things start to go wrong, we can immediately see what it is and maybe put a stop to it. Effective governance? Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
Hey.
No, that's great news today. I heard on Rivero's show about Comey, but now we need to maybe put somebody like Trey Gowdy in as the FBI director. And this has so much potential, this whole thing right now, that if you get Trey Gowdy in there and now investigate why James Comey refused to do his job, which then pulls in Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and you open up this can of worms. It's going to be huge if this happens.
Well, and this is what I've heard, that Comey basically, Lynch and Comey got together on this deal, and he was going to slow the investigation down. And the tipping point of this was the little meeting that went on between Lynch and Billy Boy Clinton on the tarmac out there.
You know what, actually Donald Trump has to do something on this, because if he does not and lets Hillary Clinton kind of slide away and get away on all this stuff, it shows that there is a two-tier system. Laws for some people, laws for the little people, and there's laws that, you know, you can get by with other things, you know. It shows there's a two-tier system, and there has to be prosecution. All the laws we have affect all. They apply to all, not just some. And so that's why I want him to go forward with this investigation. I mean, 37,000 emails, her hard drive scrubbed, the Clinton Foundation. There is so much crime there, John. So much crime there. And if she gets away with this will be, you know, an invitation to say that the rich and powerful can get away with stuff like this. And you'll be held accountable. You would go to jail for this stuff.
There you go.
But it'll show there's a two-tier system, and we have to make sure that's the message we send with an investigation like this.
There you go. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Homie's dead. No. No. He's not dead. He's just out of a job. Where do you go? Where's your next stop for employment? Speeches? Book? The little voice here, the little voice in the background says, Walmart as a greeter. And that's the exact thought that I would. Could you imagine how effective a greeter he would be walking in the door of a Wally World and seeing a 6'8" Comey standing there? Oh, gosh. I'm going to get into the myth of the rule of law. It is one of the best pieces I think I have ever read. And I'm going to get into that, but first we'll do some supplemental news here. Not so supplemental to the people in Chicago, by the way. And the news is not good, folks. I mean, it really isn't. Thousands flee Chicago for safer areas of the country as America's third largest city becomes a gang-infested wasteland. And the number of murders increased by almost 60% in the city of Chicago last year. Now, before I get into this, you'll notice that the news is not saying anything about this. You know, it's just not. And the old axiom in media, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, have you seen any lead stories? You might get it in Chicago in your local media, but that's localized, not national. And for all the people that are being killed in Chicago, you would think that, hey, you know, this is at least newsworthy. Well, as you discover here, this year's gang violence in the Windy City has risen to a new level of viciousness. A staggering 9.5 million people that live in Chicago in the metropolitan area. And it was once known primarily for great pizza, bitter cold, and some of the best sports fans on the entire planet. But now the number one thing that comes to mind for many when they think about the city of Chicago is gang violence. As it becomes clear that things are not going to turn around anytime soon, thousands of residents are leaving the city for safer areas of the country. In fact, Cook County has lost more people than any other county in America last year by a very wide margin. So when your murder rate goes up by double digits in a single year, you've got a problem. But when it goes up by close to 60%, you've got a catastrophe on your hands. In 2016, the number of murders in the city jumped from 60% to over 760, more than New York, Los Angeles combined. There were more than 4,300 shooting victims in the city last year alone. Now, of course, we aren't supposed to talk about the fact that this is quietly happening in communities all over America. This is one of the reasons why there's such a disparity in the real estate prices these days. The wealthy are willing to pay a substantial premium to live with other wealthy people in areas that are far enough away from the violence. And the gang violence in Chicago continues to escalate. For example, this is what just happened yesterday. Two people were killed and eight others were wounded in an attack at the site of a memorial for a man who was slain earlier Sunday in Brighton Park neighborhood. Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent Kevin Navarro told reporters at the Southwest Side scene in the 2600 block of West 46th Place that the attack was another brazen act of gang violence. Now, Navarro said the victims, a mix of men and women, were taking part in a memorial for a man identified by the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office as Daniel Cordova, who had been killed at that location earlier in the day when two people fired rifles from a nearby alley. Now, here's the question, would you want to raise your children in an area where this is going on? And thanks to decades of open borders and unrestrained illegal immigration, gang membership has been absolutely soaring in major cities such as Chicago. 5 years ago, the Chicago Crime Commission estimated, this is 5 years ago, folks, 2012, estimated that there were 150,000 gang members living in the metropolitan area. And by this point, that number is far certainly higher. And according to Wikipedia, there are currently only 12,244 police officers in Chicago. That's a margin of 12 to 1. Let's take this break. We'll come back, get into much more information and news, folks. Don't go away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
According to an article published by the Chicago Sun-Times, some of these gangs have agreed to start using automatic weapons against police. Gee, why is it always Chicago and automatic weapons? Do we remember, folks, that we weren't allowed to have automatic weapons once the gangsters in Chicago start shooting up the cops and each other? Well, this meeting supposedly took place Thursday between higher-ups of the Vice Lords, the Black Disciples, and Four Corner Hustlers, according to an alert issued to department members the day after the meeting. The Four Corner Hustlers provided guns and have a sniper in place, though authorities do not know where. But evidently they know where the Four Corner Hustlers are at. Why don't they hustle their butts on over there? Maybe they'll get some answers, at any rate. The Four Corner Hustlers are also supplying the other two gangs with automatic weapons, which all three factions have agreed to use against police. And the story goes on, no wonder the police suicide rate in Chicago is 60% higher than the national average. If I was living in Chicago metropolitan area, I'd be making every effort to relocate. And apparently there are lots of people that see things the same way. In fact, net domestic migration for the Chicago metropolitan area was a staggering 89,000 during last year alone. Liz Hsu, principal policy analyst for the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, said the figures are of a concern for the region's continued economic success. Do you think? Residents often choose to stay in or migrate to a region because of economic opportunity and the quality of life. In particular, wealthy people are living in the city, leaving, rather, the city in droves. It's been reported that 3,000 millionaires left the city of Chicago in 2015 alone. Certainly, the ridiculously high taxes are one factor why so many wealthy people are leaving, but, of course, the gang violence is also a major reason for the mass exodus. If violence in our major cities is starting to spiral out of control while the economy is still, should we use the term, relatively stable, what are things going to look like when a complete economic meltdown happens? As if we've been warning you, folks. You know, the culturally deficient in these major metropolitan areas, you will see martial law declared in this country. Now, it's only a matter of time before widespread rioting, looting, and civil unrest becomes commonplace in major cities all over the country. Donald Trump in the White House, the deep frustration that's been simmering in our inner cities is now reaching a boiling point. And it certainly isn't going to take much to spark to set off tremendous explosion. In an anticipation of what's coming, a large number of Americans have already been relocating to less populated portions of the country. I got news for you. They've been doing this for years. And the good news is that there are a lot of areas to pick from. According to Survival Dan, about half the U.S. population lives in just 146 counties. And recent U.S. Census data indicates that out of the 3,000 counties in the United States, fully 50% of the population lives in just 146 of those. If you want to have any chance of surviving a widespread catastrophic event by avoiding the hordes that will be searching for critical resources and its aftermath, then check out the following, and it gives you a little map and a story. At any rate, I've got kind of a different approach on this one. Yeah, shelter in place, folks, in Chicago. Let the gangs start killing each other. Arm yourselves. And let this thing, because the political solution to this problem ain't nobody going to like. Nobody is going to like it. But when you reach a point where you have something like this happening in America, there aren't too many options or solutions to a problem. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. You know what? We got to just sit back a minute and look at what Trump is doing. He's done something. This guy, I really want to believe this. This guy jumped into office thinking things were the way they were and thinking that he could change these things relatively easily, and he found out that he didn't. And so all the constituents who are following Donald Trump found out the same thing at the same time, that this guy can't do everything that he said he was going to do. And we know that there's a deep state, and there's many people beyond him and whatnot. And the forefront of this entire problem here is that the people have been sitting on their butts far too long and not saying this is the way we want stuff. And so we expected that Donald Trump was going to go in there and say, this is what we want. And so we have a bunch of disappointed people and whatnot. And so I'm thinking that between you, me, and everything else, we're just fighting on tooth and nails and bones and whatnot, and we can't get through it. And here we are. But the one thing I'd really like to say is that RBN is a radio station that really needs to be financed, because you people are giving the truth. You're giving some reality to people who can't find reality. And, you know, you even have some radio station, you have some radio, I don't know, you have some people who are on the radio who are not as knowledgeable as the radio station itself. And so...
And Andy,
they're learning.
Yeah. And well, Andy, and here's the trick to this, that you stick around, you remain, until people finally start to figure out that we are something worth salvaging and saving, okay?
Absolutely.
And then it follows that there are people of good talent and real good intention and production, not just words, but they actually live what they're talking about. This is a platform that then becomes more attractive to them, and they want to be a part of it. Now, unfortunately, we had to weather many, many storms of many different varieties in order to remain. But it took somebody, either a damn fool or somebody that really believed in what he was doing and what he had set up, to make the thing continue, come hell or high water, and there's been both of those. So, you know, I've said this before, and I will say this again. This is long-term. The solutions to the problems we have in America are not going to be solved by one man. They're not going to be saved by a political group. But I will say this about Trump. What has started, and this was the Vox Populi. These are the people, yeah, there was a certain number of them that were pissed off at Hillary, and they weren't going to vote for her. They felt obligated to make a vote, so okay, we'll roll the dice and vote for Trump. There was a certain percentage of that. But the majority of the people that voted were looking at this country, watching Washington, listening to the politicians, seeing that it was getting nowhere, and more importantly, it wasn't not just getting nowhere fast, we were regressing at an alarming pace. So what I believe politically what has been set up in this country, and I'll use the Le Pen deal in France. Okay, she only got 35% of the vote. What she did was went right back to work building a political coalition over there that she wants to be the president of France in 5 years. And I think she will be, because all of what she's been saying will prove itself out even to the terminally dumb in France, just like it's doing right now in this country. Okay? So what are we going to have as the next presidential candidate? Well, if Donald Trump has been successful in doing just half of what he's promised to do. And you're right. This guy walked into a buzzsaw, and he wasn't ready for it. But
let me finish.
Andy, let me finish my thought here. Not done. What this is going to do is set up a little bit of hope in the political system, I believe, that the next guy that comes in behind Trump, he's going to bring in a constituency. Unlike France, the people here that don't get it, they'll recognize politically there may be not 100% solution, but a better solution than what has been going on. This is why you've seen the communist left, the socialists, the liberals, the progressives, I don't know, give them a damn name. They don't even know who the hell they are. But they have given, they're giving their best effort right now, and they're failing. Take note of that. Go ahead.
Well, but you're absolutely right. Everything has failed. Everything to this point. Here we are living in this world right now, and everything has just failed. And so we put all of our coins and dimes and nickels and whatnot in this Trump policy, and we get what we've gotten right now. But most people are jumping off of the Trump wagon right now, because Trump's not doing what he said he would do, and they're not seeing what he said he would do. And what they're not realizing is that Trump got into something, and I really believe this, because, I mean, even though he is a businessman, I really do think he jumped into something that he thought, you know, I'm going to be the president, and I can do this, and I can do that, and I can do this, and I can do that. And he found out that he can't do this, and he can't do that, and he can't do this.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, I don't believe that 100%, because he was alive when John F. Kennedy was shot. He was alive 5 years later when his brother was running for president, witnessed him getting shot. You know, so Trump, I can't chalk this up to naivete. Not 100%.
Okay, so we can't just say that he was naive to the entire fact of this. And okay. I agree with you. I don't think we can. We can't just say that he was naive to the idea of doing it. But I think it was far more than what Trump expected to happen.
I wouldn't, Andy, disagree with that. Okay, I'll tell you what, I got to keep moving here. I've got other callers, and I appreciate
all right, my friend.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah, to a group of people in a country that have been beaten the hell out of. I mean, look how many people now are going, okay, gosh, we want to see the Trump plan here. We want to see the tax cuts. This is a very slow process. If it's not taken up by the heart of America, by the media of America, these are the people that control the inputted thoughts. And I'm going to get into this next hour. And I'm going to get into this deep and heavy. So stick around for that. There are reasons why we are here and how we got here. And turning this monster around is not going to be easy. But it's in the diligence, folks. It's in the long-term plan. It is not going to be fixed overnight. How many times have you heard that? When the United States government comes out and says, hey, we're going to give the middle class a tax break. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Okay, well, you might see a cut in this tax or that tax. When the government can't cover its debt, what does it do? It whips out the government MasterCard, and it starts charging against the future. You're still on the hook. You're getting a little bit of personal relief here. But overall, you're not. You're getting buried deeper. So, you know, folks still have a tendency, and I, from time to time, I include myself, to get a little bit giddy, to get a little bit over-hopeful. You know, that's why I said, you know, hey, I'm on the platform here. I've turned around. I see the Trump train coming. I'm ready to jump back on board with a lot of reservation. But maybe Donald Trump has a plan. I don't know. We'll see. Uh-oh, we got another UPR here in Michigan. What the hell is going up in the UP? Is there more oxygen developing up there? It's thawed out. Yeah. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I get a phone call this afternoon, and it was the Michigan State Police looking for donations. Okay. Oh, well, that got me going.
Uh-huh.
I listen to RBN a lot.
Okay.
Anyways, I said, donations for what? He says, well, we want to put up a memorial for all the police officers that got shot in the line of duty. And I said, oh, my God. I said, what about us that we've gotten shot in the, and you know, from your barrels, gun barrels?
Ooh.
Maybe you ought to send me money so I can put up a memorial for all us people that have been shot by you. And he goes, well, there's just a few bad apples. A few bad apples? And I said, wow. And then I said, what else do you need the money for? And he says, well, we need to have better classes, and then we need more equipment. I said, better classes? I said, I think you know how to kill people pretty good right now. I said, maybe you ought to get a class going and see how you can protect us and be kind to us and quit shooting us and then stopping us on the road and throwing us out of the car and then stomping on our faces and tasing us and then shooting us in the head because, you know, that hurt.
Oh, gosh.
And then he goes, well, I says, yeah, you always say well. And I said, and then more equipment. And he says, yeah, we need more equipment. And I says, what, bigger guns, bigger tanks, more tasers? I said, bigger bombs, bigger grenades. I says, I think I'll keep my $15 and I can get a bigger gun than you guys so I can protect myself from you guys. And he says, well, And then I said, why don't you call the Trump up? I says, Trump, I says, he's got a lot of money. Go call him. I says, why don't you go after those guys? I said, they're pedophiles. They bring all the drugs in, and then you stomp on us because we have a little joint in the car, and then we got to go to prison and blah, blah, blah. I went on and on. And then he goes, wow. He says, since you know so much, I says, you bet I know a lot. And he says, why don't you run for president? And I go, well, and then what am I going to be up against? You and everybody else? I says, why don't you just, guys, stop killing us? Yeah. You know, we're getting pretty sick of it. Boy, I really ranted.
Well,
I really did.
And Teresa, I've got to take a break here for a second, but I'm glad you called in. The Michigan State Police, they're not as bad as other state police are. But hang on here a second.
I know they're not.
Hold on. I've got to go to break here. Hold on. 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Teresa, I've had several encounters with the Michigan State Police on several different issues, mostly just personal traffic issue, whatever. But there have been times where I have alleviated a couple of situations by going to the county sheriff and having the county sheriff talk to the Michigan State Police. But by and large, I've got to say, and this has been, well, better than 20 years ago that I was up in Michigan, but what I found them to be was more professional than any of the other Keystone corporate coffer cops. Now, that may have changed. But at least you, Teresa, had the ability to interact. When we get calls down here, they call them the public safety. And they don't call them the state police. They call them the Department of Public Safety. And they do their solicitation all the time. And what I quickly discovered is they will not get off script, and they will tell you that they cannot get off script. So, in other words, you're not going to engage them in a conversation.
Well, this, at the end of the conversation, he says, you know, Teresa, it's been really enjoyable talking to you. Because there was other things I said about, you know, like wake up. And he says, this week, 90% of the calls, he said, they've been like your phone call. And they've told me the same thing.
Wow.
And about 2 years ago, I was going to Houghton. Do you know where Houghton is?
Oh, I know where Houghton Lake is, absolutely.
Okay. So I had to go pick up a saddle I ordered for my horse, and I was listening to some really good tunes, you know, on the radio when you're driving, and I must have been going pretty fast. And he stopped me, and he came up to the window, and he said, do you know how fast you're going? I said, no, I was listening to some good music. And he said, 75. I go, whoa. I said, this thing can go 75 and drive a Jeep, you know? And he says, well, that's what it says here. So I gave him my license, and he came back, and he says, leave. Just get out of here. I said, I can go? I'm free? And he said, yeah. And I said, you're not going to rip me out of the car and tie me up? And he goes, will you just leave? And he wants to laugh, you know?
And this was the Michigan State Police?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had that little microphone by his mouth so the office must have been listening. Because I did say, what do you say, F and A? I was going that fast? No way. So it was a good song, though, you know. But anyways, it was pretty nice to let me go.
Yeah.
The guy was really nice, but I just had to let him have it. You guys got to be on our side, you know.
Well, and Teresa, you're a perfect example of engaging them and just not hanging up or doing whatever. And to do it in such a manner that you're giving them the feedback. You know, and this man admitting to you on the phone that 90% of the calls that they have made for donations, they're getting the same stuff from other people, that speaks volumes. So
yeah, he did say he was serious about that.
So and what I'm doing here is encouraging people to still talk to law enforcement. What do you think it's registering or not? It is registering. And you know what? And I've said this to people throughout the years, that if you're willing to do other than talk, why don't you try talking first? And it's not going to be an immediate feedback turnaround. You're going to walk away gleeful. Hey, they're going to change. No, it's one person at a time. People just do not understand human nature. You know, whether the guy wears a badge or not, they are in a system and they're locked into that system. You got to chip away at that a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
yeah.
I went to see your friend Bob. Yeah, calls in once in a while. Bob from the UP.
Okay.
He's probably listening. And I went, he was way out in the boonies, but I thought I'd go see how he's doing. He made it through the winter. He made it through the winter. But he's pretty cool. He lives in a one-room shack way out in the woods. He's got a big old farm all tractor.
Careful. I might be here to use you guys to recruit the Michigan militia again.
He's pretty cool.
Thanks, Teresa. I got to run. Thanks for your call. Second hour coming up, the myth of the rule of law. We're going to get into that, folks, and it's a shocker.
Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.